On yesterday's program, we acknowledged the challenge facing millions of baseball fans last night to watch Kerry versus Bush or to watch New York versus Boston. Well, that prompted several of you to complain. How East Coast of you, wrote Janine Cox of Topeka, Kansas, and Nick Beatty of Columbia, Missouri, warned us to stick to news or risk being turned off by baseball fans living west of the Appalachian Mountains. The complainers had a good point. While Northeasterners obsess over Derek Jeter and the inscrutable Pedro Martinez, Midwesterners are witnessing some great baseball this week. And joining us to talk about the National League Championship Series is Gerald Early, Merle Kling Professor of Modern Letters at Washington University in St. Louis. And more to the point, Professor Early, I guess I should describe you as something of a St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Yes, a season ticket holder, I'd say I'm a pretty loyal fan.
I hear they're playing this week.
Yes, they are playing this week. And so far, as of last night, doing pretty well.
Tell us about the Cardinals versus the Houston Astros.
Well, this is a series that most people were looking forward to because Houston is a good team. They have a very good lineup. The conventional thinking is that the Cardinals will win it because the Cardinals probably have a somewhat stronger lineup. And their pitching, especially their bullpen, is probably stronger.
Cardinals lineup, though, is really quite extraordinary. It's one of the great lineups that anyone can remember.
Yes. Yesterday I was at the game with my daughter, and the Cardinals had an eruption in the sixth inning, and they scored six runs. And after that was over, I sat down and said to my daughter, boy, the Cardinals are one heck of a team. They've got one of the best hitting lineups. The middle of that lineup is about as fierce, as ferocious as a lineup can be.
And your daughter said back to you?
She said, yeah, Dad, you're right.
The Cardinals-Houston series just doesn't seem to have quite the mythic dimension of the Red Sox-Yankees series, though.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Boston and New York, that's a rivalry that goes back a long way. Baseball, for such a very long time, has had a kind of center in the Northeast, and particularly with those two cities, even more so than other East Coast cities. I just think it's pretty much Boston and New York. I grew up in Philadelphia, and I can tell you that when people talk about East Coast bias, it never included Philadelphia or Baltimore. It was just Boston and New York. But I think St. Louis is just a wonderful team this year, and they're a terrific franchise. A lot of people don't know. They won the second highest number of World Championships behind New York. I hope people on the East Coast, when they can pull themselves away, are watching the Cardinals.
Is there any sort of anything equivalent to one of these curses or some neurotic streak that runs through being a Cardinals fan that might appeal more to the quirky columnists of the nation? Or is it just too wholesome for that sort of thing?
No, St. Louis is too wholesome. If you want the neurosis, you have to go to Chicago. They're the Midwestern city that has the new roses. St. Louis is very straightforward, clean-cut Midwestern city.
I take it if you were at the ballpark last night, you decided that was a higher calling than watching the presidential debate on television.
Oh, God, yes. Presidential debates come and go. When am I going to have an opportunity to see baseball like this again? I don't know if the Cardinals will make it again or not, so... Besides, I saw the other two debates.
Well, Professor Early, thank you very much. Obviously, you're having a good time, and I'm sure we'll hear from somebody in Houston in no time.
Very good.
Gerald Early, who is the Merle Kling Professor of Modern Letters at Washington University in St. Louis, and, as you might have gathered, a Cardinals fan.